हरे कृष्णा भगवत गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नागं प्रकाश सर्वस्यं योगमाया समावृतहम् मूढोऽयं नाभिजानाति लोको माम् अजमव्यजम्। नाकं प्रकाश सर्वस्यं योगमाया समावृतहम् मूढोऽयं नाभिजानाति लोको माम् अजमव्यजम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Om Jnanatimrantasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalem श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादीं पाशात देशतारिणीं पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावदारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसक्तिकम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थितदद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योहिनं यशान्तं नाविदोऽसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरि हरि। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 7 नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण मीन आंसरिंग टू द क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज दैट मेनी पीपल दे आस्क व्हाई कृष्ण इज नॉट विजिबल टू मी यू शो मी गॉड देन I will believe there is a God. So Krishna answering here. He never manifests to the foolish people and unintelligent people also. When we see, because he is actually covered by the internal potency, so they cannot understand that Krishna is unborn. Aja. Aja means unborn. He never born, because his form is eternal, always existing. It never changes. And then he is Achyuta. Achyuta means infallible. He never fails. So, but people, they cannot understand. So, Krishna never manifest to the two kinds of people. First one, he never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent and the demons and asuras and the atheistic class of people purposefully. Then another, the second category of the people is that the those person is not yet qualified. So, for them also, Krishna, actually, he never manifest to them. When we see Krishna, when he appeared 5000 years ago, he was doing a lila in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, Kurukshetra, and so many places Krishna actually going, coming and doing a so many wonderful lila. But one may ask the question, so he is easily available everywhere, then why Krishna says I don't manifest to people? So the answer to this question is that Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, even though Krishna is doing so many wonderful lila, he is going, coming and all those things, but people cannot see him. He is actually only, he is manifested to only certain people. He is not manifested to everyone. Even though he is doing a lila, even though he is available in the earthly planet, and everybody cannot see him. Only the pure devotees of the Lord, and he is manifested. Otherwise, he is not at all manifest. Even in Kuru, in Kuru Vamsam, there was assembly. In that assembly, everyone is selected. Krishna is the topmost of the authority and the topmost of in the assembled. But actually, Sisibala, he got up and he started criticizing the Supreme Personality Godhead. What is this useless man? Krishna is useless man and he is ordinary man. He is taking care of cow. How can we select this man as a topmost of all? We cannot select it. He is ordinary Yadava. So he cannot. So in this way, he started criticizing like anything. Even though the Bhishma Dev, and he supported and he concluded he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead and we should select him as the topmost in the assembly. So in this way, Bhishma Dev, he selected, and the Pandavas they selected, and a few others they selected, but not everyone, because they does not know that Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Krishna never manifested to them. Now there is a, when Kamsa, he used to send all the asuras to Vrindavan. He used to send every time, you go and kill this Krishna, kill this Krishna, kill this Krishna. In this way, he used to send so many asura to the Vrindavan. Whoever goes there, they never come back. Not even single demon, they come back to Vrindavan, to Mathura and reported to Kamsa. Whoever crossed the river Yamuna finished there only. So then Kamsa was thinking what to do, how to kill. So he sent Akurura, okay, you go and bring Krishna Balram to here and we will, in Malyut, we will fight and we will tactfully we will kill Krishna. So in this way Kamsa, he was thinking. So Akurura, he went all the way to Vrindavan and there was a nice pastime there and he brought Krishna and Balram. So in Vrindavan generally, Krishna is dressed very, very simple, like a village boy. Krishna is a village boy, all the gopis there, very, very simple. But in Mathura and Dwaraka, Krishna is like a kingly dressed. So when he came from Vrindavan, he was actually going through Mathura and he's taking a tour. That time he saw one dhobi, he was carrying a very wonderful, beautiful dress. And he said, "Hey dhobi, give the dress for me." But this dhobi, he rejected. Hey, how can I give to you? And this dress is for King Kamsa, so I cannot give. But because this man does not know that he is a Supreme Personality of God. And he refused to give. So suddenly Krishna, he just punched this man and he went inside the earth and he died. So in this way, people generally, they does not know that Krishna is a Supreme Personality Godhead. Even though he is openly available, nobody knows that. Then, when Krishna, he was actually lying in the lap of Putana. And Putana, she actually came to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. And Putana thought that, what is the big deal killing this small boy? I'm a great demoness, I'm a great asuri. So that nothing great for me. It's not a big deal for me to kill Krishna. So I will kill him very easily. So in this way, she thought and she applied the poison on her breast. She came and lifted Krishna very nicely. And Krishna also acting very nicely like an ordinary boy. So Krishna, as soon as this Putana lifted Krishna and started giving milk, and Krishna sucked the life away of Putana. Whenever Krishna wanted to show he is supreme, and he will show very nicely, he sucked the life away of Putana. Putana died. So in this way, Krishna also very, very wonderful pastime he does. Then Indra also got bewildered. Every year, all the Vrajavasis in Vrindavan, they used to do the Indra Puja. When Krishna appeared, he said, "What is this Indra Puja? No need. You worship Govardhan." Because Krishna is manifested as the Govardhan Hill, and he said, "You all go and worship Govardhan Hill. No need to worship Indra." Then everybody started worshipping Govardhan Hill, and Indra became God angry. "What is this man? Who is this Krishna? He stopped my puja, so I will show what is my power." So in this way, he said, "Samvartaka, you go and pour the rain, like a torrent of rain, so much of rain." Everyone was suffering in Vrindavan. Oh, so much of 7 days, 7 nights, there was a huge rain. It is mentioned the rain drops like a big, big pillars, that much big came. And everyone started crying, "Hey Krishna, hey Madhava, hey Govinda, you were actually worshipping Indra very nicely, it was going very well. And you only diverted, instead of worshipping Indra, you told us to worship Govardhan. You see now, Indra got angry. So then Krishna said, no, don't worry. My devotee is never perishish. Sipram bhavati dharmatma sasva santim nikatchati kaunteya pratijyanaki name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee is never perishish. It all, don't worry. In this way, and immediately he lifted Govardhan hill. Just like a small boy, he lifted the umbrella without any effort, and Krishna just, he lifted the Govardhan hill, and he was actually carrying 7 days, 7 nights. You see, this is the beauty of Krishna. Suddenly he lifted and he was carrying. So when he is carrying, all his play friends, they were actually making fun. Hey Krishna, you are, you know, carrying for so many days, your finger may be getting pain. So what you will do, we are actually having a stick. So these village boys, they were actually taking care of the cow. They had a stick in their hand. They said that we will hold this stick, you maybe you can relax sometimes. So in this way they said, as soon as Krishna released the hand, and then all the stick is broken. Then said, hey Krishna, Krishna, you only carry it, we cannot carry it. So in this way they said that. So Krishna very nicely manifest, he is the supreme personality Godhead. Only few people can understand, only the pure devotee, otherwise we cannot understand. Even Kunti Maharani, she prayed, hey Krishna, you are actually completely covered by the Yohamaya. Nobody can understand that. Just like, for example, when somebody is acting on a drama, and no, we cannot recognize that who is the personality. In sometimes there is a pastime of Narasimha Leela, Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes gents will, they will be like in the role of Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes the ladies also will act like a Hiranyakashipu. So when the ladies act like a Hiranyakashipu, they exactly act like a Hiranyakashipu, and we cannot even identify, we cannot, hey, who is this? Who is this? After the drama, everybody, they will announce that such and such person is acted as a Hiranyakashipu. Then we will understand, oh, really? So similarly, only person who is acting, they can identify, yes, I am a such and such, my name is such and such. Or the director of the drama, they also knows that who is this person, he is acting in a Hiranyakashipu role. So similarly, Kunti Maharani says, hey Krishna, you are also exactly like a drama, you are acting. Without the bhakti, nobody can understand. Even Lord Brahma says in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.7, hey Krishna, nobody can understand you. Only by the bhakti, we can understand. Even Brahma also got bewildered. When he heard that Krishna actually killing so many demons, so many wonderful activities he is doing, and Brahmaji came to Vrindavan, let me see, what is this man, small boy, he is killing all the asuras, let me check him. So in this way Brahmaji, he started checking, and then he also stolen all the cows. When the cows are missing, then all the boys, they were crying, hey Krishna, these cows are missing. Then all the boys, they went out and searched for cows, and Brahmaji stolen these boys also and stolen the cows also. And Krishna went everywhere and understood that Brahma is stolen. Then Krishna immediately, he manifested how many boys were there, that many form Krishna is manifested. Even Krishna is exactly manifested as the calf also, and he manifested as the calf also, and every day Brahmaji, even though he has stolen the cows and children, he put it in the sky, they were actually sleeping, but Krishna is incarnated as exactly like a Sudama, whatever the friend's name, exactly he manifested, and Krishna, all Krishna, they were going home and coming, going home and coming. Then Brahmaji, after some days, and he thought, let me go and see what this boy Krishna is doing. He, by his surprise, he came to Vrindavan and he saw that exactly all the boys, all the cows were there. They were actually sitting and enjoying and playing and everything. It is going on as usual. Then Brahmaji thought, oh my God, I have stolen the cows and friends and everybody. These small boys, how come they are here again? Then Krishna called all the Brahmas in the universe. Then Brahmaji understood Krishna is not ordinary boy, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So in this way, people get bewildered. That's why Krishna says here, nobody can see me. నాహం ప్రకాశ సర్వశ అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ టు ది ఫులిష్ అండ్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్. ఈవెన్ ఈశో ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో సేస్ దట్ ఇన్ మంత్రా 15 ఇట్ ఇస్ కవర్డ్ బై ది యోహమయ. ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఈస్ కవర్డ్ బై ద యోహమయ అన్లెస్ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ప్రాపర్ భక్తి అండ్ ద ప్యూర్ డివోషన్ అండ్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. సో కృష్ణ కెనాట్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్ బై ద లాజిక్ ఆల్సో. సమ్ టైమ్ ద పీపుల్ సో ఫుల్ ఈజ్ దే అండర్ ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్ the devotion, try to understand Krishna by the logic. How can we understand by the logic? The logic is not perfect. So logic, or they will understand, try to understand by their senses. The sense also, it is imperfect. So sense also imperfect and the logic also will not work. So bhakti can be understood only by the bhakti. Devotional service is understood only by the devotion. Devotion is actually tene brahma hridayade kavaye muhyanti yatsurayaha. This bhakti means the process, the heart to heart process. When we do bhakti, Krishna and he transfer all the knowledge to our heart, then heart to heart process, the heart transformation will happen. When we do the bhakti, the heart transformation will happen, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless if you don't have the bhakti, if you are foolish or if you are unintelligent, then as Krishna says in the shloka, and we cannot see Krishna. So as a conclusion of the shloka is that many people ask, you show me God, show me God, show me God, and Krishna is never manifested to those kind of people. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much.